to a special Stouts and Scoops episode of
Brutal Battle.
Yeah, so you're thinking Stouts and Scoops, that sounds an awful lot like these beer floats people have been talking about lately. Is that what it is?
Yes, sirree.
That's exactly what it is. So it's me, Carlin. I got Rebecca here for this one. We talked in the past about doing some food and beer pairings, and we figured this was a really good place to start because stout floats are a thing currently. There are a bunch of craft beer bars and breweries that are doing stout floats now. So we figured what better thing to start with the food and beer than stout floats, something that's already going on. I'm thinking we'll do some other episodes with this kind of stuff, maybe even some more ice cream related ones to try some other things. Like I have a few other ideas, but we wanted to start with these interesting stouts. So now we have four different types of stouts, and we also have four different types of ice cream. And the ice cream we got was from a wonderful, wonderful ice cream place called Broom's Bloom Dairy that's not far from us, and they make unreal ice cream. So it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna go through each beer one by one, as we typically do. We'll go through each ice cream one by one. We'll try the beer first, talk about the beer as it stands alone, and then we'll try each one of the four ice creams with the beer. Okay. And it was hard to get the logistics worked out, basically, but how we're going to do it is we'll taste the beer. Then when we're going to do it with the ice cream, we have spoons. We'll put some of the beer in our mouth from our glass, then take a little scoop of the ice cream and throw that in there with the spoon. So, yeah. So people feel free to do the same thing at home. This should be a lot of fun. I'm wondering if any of these are going to be bad.
I guess they could be. I don't know. Yeah,
because, well, I'll go ahead and let everyone know. The ice creams we have are relatively basic. We have a vanilla, we have a cookies and cream, we have a chocolate, and we have a coffee. So we'll see how those flavors go. I wanted to get like a salted caramel or something like that, but we weren't able to. It wasn't available at the time when we picked the ice cream up. So that could be one for the future.
Yeah, it looks like our coffee we got a little shortchanged on.
Yeah.
It's not quite as full.
It isn't. All right, well, let's start with the first beer. We're just jump straight into it.
Let's get going. Yeah. I was excited. Carlin's like, there's not that much to talk about. I'm like, oh, we can just get straight to drinking and eating.
Yeah, well, typically when you're doing the intro, it's tough just looking at, you got that?
I just feel like there's nowhere, can you move a glass? There's nowhere for me to open this.
I got it. I'll open it over here. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
But typically when we're getting things ready in the beginning, you know, I'm talking about all the intro stuff, this and that, and you're staring at these beers, which is very enticing, and it makes it hard to just keep sitting there because you're like, oh, I want to get into these beers. In this instance, it's even crazier than just staring at some beers you want to try. It's, hey, look at these amazing beers and look at this amazing ice cream. So it's like doubly hard to just focus on getting the intro done. So that's probably why I stumbled a little bit in the beginning. Very distracted by the ice cream and the beer combination together.
I don't even care if they're terrible together. I'm sure separately they'll be awesome because...
Well, that's true. They could be.
Okay.
So what's our first beer?
Our first beer is 35K. Did you just say it like that?
35K.
35K.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I don't know. It's by Against the Grain Brewery. It's 7% ABV, and it's
a milk stout.
Milk stout.
Yeah. So we're starting with the milk stout, and then we're going to have three other types of stouts, basically. Tried to get the best variation I could, but... All right, Rebecca. Oh, and also important to note, we're doing this out of our Savor glasses for this one, because Savor was all about food and beer pairing, so... Perfect timing to use these.
I think the artwork on all these Against the Grain beers are always so funny. And there's a guy with a tattoo in his arm that says regretful tattoo.
Nice. So what I smell on this, I want to see what you smell on
it. I haven't even put my nose in it yet.
Because you say all the time that I'll say something and then you're like, oh, I was just about to say that. So I want to give you the opportunity first.
I'm getting, definitely some chocolate.
Mm-hmm. It's a little chocolatey. There's
something I can't quite put my finger on.
Smells good or not good?
Neither.
Indifferent.
It's indifferent. It's an indifferent smell.
To me, it smells like green olives.
Okay, I could see that.
I get a smell of like
green olives.
I hate green olives, but there is a smell of green olives on that. And that was the first thing that hit me in this beer because that's something I don't like. But typically that doesn't translate to the flavor, so I'm happy about that, most likely. But I do get that lactic, milky aspect on there along with the chocolate.
Those are the only really... It's not huge on the nose.
No, I don't get any like roasty coffee aspects or anything like that, so it's just pretty milky, chocolatey with that.
It's good. You know. Tastes like chocolate milk.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Although there's a bit of a roasty characteristic on the end of the mouth.
It's like chocolate milk that someone didn't put enough chocolate in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's...
It's very milky quality to it, very lactic.
Yeah.
There is a decent amount of chocolatiness to it, but then there's a lot of roast coming through at the end. Almost a little burnt-ish.
Okay. Now, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
So you think I should just like scoop?
Let's do the vanilla first. Just take a little scoop of the vanilla with your spoon. Put some of the beer in your mouth and then put that spoon of ice cream in there. Well, you're getting a big piece of ice cream. That's fine. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Go big or go home. Although we are home.
Mm-hmm.
Does that saying still work?
I think it does. Okay. With the vanilla. What do you... Well, first of all, that vanilla ice cream is damn good. Damn, that vanilla ice cream is really good. With the vanilla, I feel like I don't really taste the beer. It kind of washes out that milky quality, that chocolate. It all gets washed out, and it's just kind of like alcohol and that burnt roastiness that was on the end of the beer. So
I'm going to need more beer for this experiment.
Yeah, we both might. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm... Oh, look.
Oh, there you go.
Look at the edge of that glass I dribbled.
Okay, you're good.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like any of these together, and I'm going to just like them both separate.
And that's possible. Maybe that's what our preference is. Not good with the vanilla, I don't think. Okay. Let's move on to the cookies and cream here. I have a feeling the cookies and cream is going to have very much the same type of effect on the beer. Let's find out.
I think this is a better pairing.
Yeah.
I think like the chocolate notes.
I actually, for whatever reason, I think, the chocolatey aspect of the cookies and that ice cream is actually kicking up the lactic milk chocolatey quality of the beer. And those are marrying pretty well.
Yeah.
I actually like that together.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm interested to see now how this regular chocolate's going to go.
With the vanilla, no bueno. With the cookies and cream. Yes, please.
And these are also, every time we go to this particular place for ice cream, I normally never get any of these flavors. So that's
kind
of interesting. Their vanilla ice cream is really tasty. Okay, Carlin's going in for the chocolate.
You know what? I think it's better than the vanilla.
Cookies and cream.
I think it's not better than the cookies and cream because what the chocolate's doing to it, once again, much like the vanilla did, the chocolate is really intensifying the burnt, charred kind of aspects of the beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the cookies and cream actually took that away pretty much and just made it all about the cream, the milkiness, and the chocolatiness.
There were the cookie pieces in there, so maybe that's what did it.
Yeah, the cookie pieces were great with it. I'm going to need you to end up assisting me on this final ice cream.
Also, because I think I put too much beer in your glass now.
I'll make this work the best I can.
Okay, there you go.
Are we allowed to be switching spoons?
Yeah, we're married.
Okay, that's fine. So the final ice cream is the coffee.
That's legit. Okay. I'm not a big coffee. I love coffee. I'm not a big coffee ice cream person, though.
It's not bad, but I don't really care for that.
I think I like this pairing, actually.
You do. I need a little more with this ice cream. I will say this. It does downplay that roastiness on the end of the beer. Because of the kind of like acridity from the coffee in the ice cream. So that's kind of nice. But I just feel like the coffee kind of takes over, and I don't really get a whole lot else. But
I mean, I don't know. I can't really describe why I like it, but I just do. I think it's because the flavor is probably the most strongest ice cream flavor that we have, so that the flavor of the ice cream doesn't get lost in the flavors of the beer. Mm-hmm. But I think they complement each other well, too, and it doesn't make the beer taste bad, or I don't think it takes away from the beer either.
I need to go back and, like, fully confirm this with the cookies and cream, because I just really want it again.
I know.
Plus, I have a bunch of extra beer.
Yeah, I want heavy-handed on the beer. It's kind of hard to know. And I think after tasting these, I did a small bite of ice cream with the beer, and then I did it again to make sure I wasn't missing anything, so I got to taste it each twice. Okay.
Oh, no, dude.
That's the best?
With the cookies and cream, that's great.
Okay.
Man, that's so good. Okay, so anyone out there who can get this 35K milk stout by Against the Grain, and they can get some cookies and cream ice cream, that's a must.
Although, I will say, it could be different depending on brands of ice cream.
That's true.
There are a lot of different variables in this.
Right, that's true. Because I do know that this being done by a dairy farm that's local to us, I know that the fat content in this ice cream is a lot higher than you might end up getting from some of the commercially produced ice creams out there.
We went to the gym today, and going and back out to the car, I was like, okay, and now we're just going to consume more than all of those calories again.
Well, that's why you do something, so you don't feel totally
awful. That's what
awful.
I tell people. I said, I go to the gym to maintain weight, not necessarily to lose weight and to justify my beer drinking.
It's a good way to do it. Okay, so let me get us going with our next beer.
And this is a sad moment because we're drinking Founder's Breakfast Stout, and this is the last one we have in the fridge.
Yes, we are appropriately using our final Founder's Breakfast Stout to see if it's not so much a breakfast stout, but a dessert stout.
We'll find out. Stout.
This is also a year old, actually like a year and a half old, so it's good to note that as well. Anyway, so the breakfast stout, Founders Breakfast Stout, we've had it on the show before, but it's been a long time. People who are not familiar, it's by Founders Brewing, 8.3% alcohol by volume, and it's a double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. So, oatmeal, chocolate, coffee.
Okay. Can't go wrong there.
Well, that's what
we
think.
Are we going to be able to drink all this beer tonight?
Yeah, we will. That's why we started on the earlier end, right?
Yeah, I guess. It's true. We can nurse them all night.
We got to be troopers. We got to make this happen. Plus, we got all this ice cream to eat, too, tonight.
No. Oh, my God. I mean, no, yes.
We don't have to eat all the ice cream tonight. That's the good thing. The beer we got to do, though.
Yes, but no.
All right.
Oh, look at the head on that. I mean, that just is like a good-looking beer in a glass.
Yeah, that's a hell of a good-looking beer. Oh, and we're not going over the looks, typically, because
I mean, they're stouts.
They're all dark, tan head. But there's a lot of head on
that. There's a lot of head on that. It just looks pretty.
Yeah. It smells so much like green coffee, just like young, unroasted coffee. It's just it's such a beautiful coffee smell.
I just went straight drinking. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed, though, that it's not as good as I remember.
Hmm? Well, it was like a year and a half old. Oh, I think it's still good.
I mean, it's good. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's good.
Part of your issue might be that we just had a beer that had chocolate qualities in it, and we had some ice cream that had chocolate in it, so it may really be downplaying the chocolate flavor.
I wonder if
we
should have had all the beers first.
Maybe, yes. But
too late.
We've gone too far.
We can't turn back.
We're still going, hey, real life situations. This is how you would do it in real life, potentially. Yeah. So, I get a lot of coffee out of it. I get a little bit. You're not getting coffee? That's all I get, pretty much. There is a little bit of a chocolatey characteristic to it. You can tell that oatmeal in there is adding like a little oomph, a little extra body to the beer.
I'm getting more coffee in this than I did the 35K, but not a ton.
Okay. Different palates. What you get's different. Okay, I'm going to go for the vanilla first. Here we go.
And this vanilla ice cream is so tasty.
Yeah, I've not tasted a vanilla ice cream that's this damn good.
Yeah, I don't know what they put in this.
Vanilla awesome.
Yeah, crack. Vanilla crack.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
That works.
That works real well.
It actually downplays the coffee a little bit, but it's still very present, and it kind of makes...
It brings the vanilla flavor up more, I think.
Oh, I mean, the vanilla is very, very present in that, and the little bit of coffee that's involved in it is just, like, the nice little touch to go along with that vanilla ice cream. Also, it brings a little bit of that chocolatey characteristic in the ice cream out, or in the beer out as well.
It tastes like a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, it does. A chocolate milkshake with a lot of vanilla added.
Yeah, but it almost has like a chocolate malt quality too.
Okay. Yeah, I can see a malt aspect to it.
Okay, that's a winner.
Yeah, that's good. Vanilla and the Founder's Breakfast Stout. Yep, I'd be down with that.
I kind of thought I was going to like just the vanilla with all of them, but this has been an interesting experiment.
That's why we're doing it. Cookies and cream.
Not bad. I like the vanilla more, and I like the 35K with this one better.
Yeah, I agree. The milk stout with the cookies and cream is definitely better. This is good, though. This is still a good pairing right here. The coffee's still present. It like definitely ups the chocolate aspect, which is nice. That one is not bad.
Okay, I'm going in for the chocolate.
Okay, chocolate with the breakfast stout. Let's see how this is.
Good. I like the first two better, though. Ice cream-wise.
Yeah, that's not bad either. Wow. Actually, I kind of think that it takes, like, almost all the coffee flavor out of the beer. And it's just, like, almost all chocolate with a little bit of a beer flavor and a little bit of roastiness in there. That's pretty solid. But, yeah, no, the vanilla is the big winner, then the cookies and cream at this point, and then the chocolate. So, you know, I don't know how this coffee one's going to go. I feel like it might not be any good. So, coffee ice cream?
I don't like this at all.
No. Well, the thing is, this beer had coffee in it already. So, adding coffee to coffee is just kind of coffee overload.
And makes the beer extremely bitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it really increases the bitterness in the beer, and it's not enjoyable.
It's okay. It's just the other ones.
Mm-mm. I don't really think there's much enjoyment, honestly.
I mean, it's ice cream and beer. There's enjoyment.
I would stay away from that one. So the coffee with the Founder's Breakfast Stout, no bueno. The vanilla with the Breakfast Stout, amazing. Mm-hmm. With the cookies and cream, quite good. With the chocolate, still solid. Coffee, no.
Okay. Good. Interesting.
All right. So the next one, we're going to move on.
By Bell's.
By Bell's Brewery, which not long ago came out into our market, thankfully, finally. It is Bell's Black Note. It's their stout aged in bourbon barrels. And this one is a little over a year old. It's their 2014 vintage. The ABV on this one is 11.4% alcohol by volume. And shout out to Vince from Golden Crust Pizza because I was able to get this beer because of Vince. Thank you so much, Vince.
I'm getting a little full.
I know. The ice cream, like the creamy aspect of the ice cream is really, it's starting to make me feel kind of full too. But you know what? We're going to soldier on. We're going to do it for our fans.
What a sacrifice.
Huge sacrifice.
Oh my gosh. Bourbon. Barrel-aged beers are like my favorite right now.
There's so much raisiny quality to that beer. I just smell raisin. I smell caramel. I smell a little bit of oak to it. I smell vanilla coming through in that beer. Chocolate, like milk chocolate coming through.
Like just a lot of those like dried fruits.
Yeah, you get the dried fruits in there as well.
I almost want to say like a fruit cake. Like nuts, just like...
I see a nutty quality.
Holidays.
That smells beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just like what you want your bourbon barrel aged stouts to smell like, to be honest.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Bells, the nose on your Black Note. It kicks ass.
Very good. The nose is better.
And I don't know. I really like that. You can taste a lot of the bourbon.
I wish it had a fuller mouthfeel.
It is a little thinner on the mouthfeel than you might expect from the nose, but a lot of the flavors that you get in the nose are there. I get that oaky aspect. I get that caramel. I get the raisiny. I get a little bit of that vanilla.
And this is 11%.
11.4. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I taste it.
Yeah, you can. There's a little bit of a burn to it. It's also giving like a ashiness on the finish, which is kind of interesting. So okay. I'm interested to see how this higher ABV is going to play with these ice creams.
And the bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the bourbon aspect, too.
We okay. Had vanilla. Vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream now.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the beer now that I'm drinking it more. This vanilla ice cream's getting soft.
Oh, dude. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
With the vanilla, it's really good. Man. It actually increases the caramel aspects of the beer. Don't you think?
I can see that.
It enhances the vanilla aspects and enhances the caramel aspects. And you definitely get that sweet kind of raisiny note from the bourbon. So, wow.
That's a good pairing.
Yeah, I like that one. Cookies and cream now with the black note.
Also very good.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. That one's even better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay, so not only does that successfully increase those notes of like vanilla and caramel as well.
Chocolate?
It makes it very chocolatey. It maintains the quality of the bourbon flavors in there. And that kind of ashiness on the end of the beer, it takes it totally away pretty much.
That's
my favorite thus far. Damn, that's
so
good.
So we haven't had any that we've liked with the chocolate or the coffee.
And we might not. Who knows? Well, I thought that getting the cookies and cream might be a bust when I did it. But I was like, well, let's just throw it in there. But the cookies and cream's been great.
Yeah. I'm burping. It's like, I feel like I'm chugging the beer.
It's good with the chocolate.
It's good with the chocolate.
It's not as good as the other two, though.
I agree.
But the chocolate's still solid. There's no problem there. I do feel like it increases the bitterness a little bit, to be honest, of the beer.
Yeah, I agree.
And it doesn't really enhance all that many flavors to it. All it does is add chocolate to the flavor of the beer and enhance the bitterness. So
it's not bad. It's just the other two are definitely by far better.
Yeah. So I guess really what we're going to get out of this is not necessarily tell you ones that are terrible, but tell you what are better. Like, what's your optimal that you should be going for? So let's do it with the coffee ice cream.
Okay, I like this better than the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah, I do too. This is the first beer where I feel like the coffee has kind of worked.
I agree.
With it. It is really...
I just want to keep digging into all ice cream.
It's bringing some of the bitterness down and some of the perception of the alcohol in the beer down. It's obviously increasing the coffee aspect of the beer. And I kind of feel like it's also increasing the oakiness from the bourbon barrels, which is really nice. And I actually feel like it's increasing the bourbon, you know, sweet flavor.
I feel like it's just a very, very good compliment. Like some of them makes the beer taste bad or makes the ice cream taste bad or vice versa. But this is a very good harmony of both together.
Yeah, it didn't knock my socks off. Like, oh my God, that one's so amazing. But it's good, man.
Definitely the best coffee ice cream pairing.
The best use of a coffee ice cream. So thus far, we've determined if you want to put a coffee ice cream in a stout, it should be bourbon barrel aged. Specifically, in this case, Black Note by Bell's Brewery. So,
okay, last one.
All right. If you want to hand me that one, I'll
pop it. Hoppin' Frog.
Yes, this is Hoppin' Frog beer and staying with the high ABV. I don't know if Rebecca will survive.
I'm not.
This is a 10.5% alcohol by volume beer. It is their Doris the Destroyer Double Imperial Stout. So this one should be very thick, you know, viscous, chocolatey.
Ooh, it is. Yeah, it's like motor oil being poured.
Yeah, just pouring it. It's super thick.
I'm getting so
full.
Get
your glass over here. Well, I mean, we're kind of hurrying, so that's kind of why.
Oops.
All good. All right, so let's. But yeah, oh my god, there's like no head on this beer. It's just like viscous, thick. I think this one might be about a year old too, to be honest. I don't even know if they have any.
Doris.
Actually.
Oh, do you know? Did you know Doris stands for something?
I do, but I don't remember what does.
There it is. Double oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout.
There you go. There's a salty quality on the nose.
Oh, so they make a Doris the Crusher.
Mm-hmm.
This is Doris the And they make Stroil.
A Boris. They make a Boris. And then this is the Doris.
A Doris? A Boris? Oh, the Boris. Oh, that's yeah. The Boris.
Yeah. Which we've had both of those now.
Yeah.
Actually, we had this one some weeks ago.
This is funny. Okay. Yeah, where did we have this before last?
Golden Crust, actually.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I said I liked it so much.
They had it on tap.
Oh, yes. I remember having this.
Isn't there like a jerky, a little bit of like a soy sauce jerky quality on the nose? Salty, kind of.
It just smells so good.
A lot of coffee on the nose, like dark chocolate in there. It smells high ABV, definitely. Like a little sweet. Definitely has by far the darkest head we've seen.
It's just the darkest beer we've had.
Yeah. Like the head is like brown, like super brown. All right.
I feel like my palate is shot.
Are you even drinking water? Maybe. Oh, okay. I get a lot of. You're right.
Yeah, ABV on that got me.
Yeah, you can definitely perceive that. I get some good coffee out of it, I get a lot of dark chocolate coming out of this beer. The viscosity in my mouth, you know, that it has a really present mouth feel to it. It really coats the palate. It's got a little bit of that kind of like soy, salty quality to it.
See, this is the mouth feel I wish the Black Note had. Because the Black Note, I like beer-wise, I like the Black Note the best of what we've had tonight.
Right.
But I wish I had this mouth feel that this Hop and Frog has.
I get you. Well, in this case, this one's going to be really interesting to see how it goes with the ice cream because it has by far a much thicker body than the rest of them.
Well, just, I feel like, what's the ABV on this?
10.5.
And what was Black Note?
11.4.
I feel like I taste it more on the Hop and Frog.
I do as well. I do.
Like, I keep taking a sip and it's like, whoo-wee.
I think part of the reason is because the high ABV in the Hop and Frog is backed up by, like, bitterness from, like, dark chocolate aspects. And the Black Note, the high ABV, is backed up by the sweetness of the bourbon and, like, caramel and vanilla notes. So sweetness, in my opinion, will kind of downplay alcohol a little bit easier than bitterness will. So that's why I think it's kind of coming through more. Well, let's go ahead and try these ice creams. This is going to be really interesting because it's such a thick beer. So it'll be like thick ice cream, thick beer. How does it come out? Uh-oh, dropping it.
Carlin's making a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, vanilla's good.
Oh, vanilla's very good. That's very good. I feel like when it melts, when the ice cream melts in the beer, I feel like you can't tell which one's adding body to which. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the thickness is the same. With all the other beers, you can tell that the ice cream's adding thickness to the beer. But I feel like in this instance, it's like, it's the same thickness, well, which is cool.
It takes a lot of the alcohol out as well, which is nice for me.
It's cool, too, because the chocolate is still intact. That bitter chocolate is still there. Those coffee aspects are still there. It's just adding nice vanilla. So it's really just enhancing the beer in this instance. Okay, so let's move on to the cookies and cream then. The vanilla was a winner. I have a feeling cookies and cream could be good.
I like the vanilla better.
Oh, that's really good, too, though.
Really?
That's really good. I do think the vanilla is better, and
I mean, this wasn't bad.
It increases, well, here's the thing. There's a lot of dark chocolate in the beer. With the cookies and cream, it adds a little bit of a milk chocolate aspect to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the dark chocolate, which is nice, but for some reason, it kind of increases the bitterness, for whatever reason, of the beer. Which the vanilla downplays the bitterness. Right.
Which is, I think, why I like the vanilla more.
So yeah, I do think the vanilla is better in that sense. But, God, the cookies and cream is really good too. So now chocolate.
Now, are we going to find
this Doris?
Chocolate.
Are we going to find the match made in heaven? I have a feeling that no.
I don't know. I think I might like this one. I need another bite.
Still not my favorite, but it's not bad. I think of all of them, this might be the best pairing for the chocolate ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like kind of with the cookies and cream, it's adding milk chocolate to dark chocolate, basically. Yeah. So you're just
getting... I dropped my spoon.
Why'd you drop your spoon?
I don't know.
You've had too much.
I had too much ice cream.
There's probably cat hair on it.
Yeah, I'm not
too,
using that.
To be honest. We'll have to share a spoon, all right?
We're sharing one. Ugh. We'll share cat hair.
We'll share to finish it out. That's fine.
I threw it back on the floor.
Why'd you put it back on the floor?
I'm not putting it on the table because then there's cat hair ice cream on the table.
There's no ice cream on it, still.
But there's like ice cream residue that the cat hair could have adhered to.
Okay, so do you want the first bite of the coffee?
Oh, go ahead. I'll just sit here.
Okay. You're not just going to sit here. I'll give it to you. So with the coffee ice cream, this Doris.
I'll go do, 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 do. Okay, my turn now. I have the spoon.
You just dropped ice cream on the floor.
No, on the couch.
On the couch. Good job.
God, I'm a mess. And my pants.
Okay, so beer and ice cream mixes, but beer, ice cream, and Rebecca does not mix. I've learned that.
Yeah, what the heck?
So what's your assessment on the coffee?
I think I like that.
Yeah. I think of all of them, for the coffee ice cream, the Doris works the best. I think it's because it has the backbone to put up with it, basically. It doesn't increase the bitterness as much as it has with a lot of the other beers. It plays pretty well with it, to be honest. So, I mean, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Okay. I had to get a paper towel to clean my pants on the couch.
Nice. Nice. I thought this would be a real easygoing, simple thing to do.
I mean, it's simple enough, but you add an extra element.
Of hand-eye coordination with the spoon and the ice cream.
Extra things on the table.
Yeah. We did try to go through these beers kind of fast, so...
I'm full!
Well, yeah, that is the kind of... The bad thing about this is all that fattiness from the ice cream has really made me feel kind of full as well. But the beers are good, the ice cream's good. What do you think your favorite pairing overall may have been?
Oh, gosh.
I kind of feel like it may have been the vanilla with the Doris.
The vanilla with the Doris was good.
I think that was amazing.
I was going to say, didn't we like the black note with the coffee?
I think we thought that was okay. Although I actually think that the 35K with the cookies and cream was really nice.
So the 35K with the cookies and cream, the Founders with
vanilla best pairing.
The black note with
vanilla again, I think.
And the Doris.
With vanilla again.
Okay, so chocolate and coffee did not really win out.
In certain instances, they were fine.
Yeah.
And everyone, you can go back and re-listen to figure that out. But coffee the least out of all these. So you probably just want to stay away from the coffee aspect.
My glass is gross.
Well, it's just brown from the Doris. There's so much residue.
Around where I was been drinking.
Oh, because you have all the
ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah, residue around the lip. Yeah, but I think what we've really learned from this is that coffee and ice cream can go together very well. And when it comes to stouts, go vanilla. And go cookies and cream. You may not have thought, but the cookies and cream, I mean.
And share with a friend.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Don't have more than one of these stout floats. Just don't have more than one because it's going to be too much.
I don't think I'm going to be able to drink this beer.
Well, we gotta. I'll put the ice cream away and we're just going to drink the beer. How's that sound?
I don't know. I think I'd rather eat the ice cream.
So is this a situation where I'm going to work on the rest of the beer and you're going to work on the rest of the ice cream?
I don't know. Neither are a good idea.
Okay. Well, maybe we... Just need to step away for a second.
Yeah.
But I think this was a fun exercise. I certainly had a lot of fun.
We should have maybe tried to record this over a longer amount of time and then edited it out so I didn't feel so full.
Instead of trying to make it a sprint,
I know.
Should have made it a marathon. But I will say, prior to this episode, I never had a stout float before. So this was my first experience doing something like that, and it's worth it. It is well worth it. Vanilla ice cream and stouts, the best. Cookies and cream and stouts, still really good. Chocolate, wouldn't as much recommend it, but you can do it if you want. And coffee, also wouldn't recommend it all that much. But you can also do it if you want. There are certain instances. But go imperial, go a lot darker, go a lot thicker. So, anyway, we're going to do some more of these types pairing episodes every now and then. And I have an idea for another one. We might do sours and sorbet at some point.
I don't think I can do that.
Sours and sorbet?
If I felt sick after this, and I don't even really like sours.
You're going to do it anyway. You might be surprised, though. You might really be surprised with it.
Okay.
Because I feel like the fruit characteristics that sorbet can impart on the sours could be amazing. Also, it could really bring some of the vinegary aspects down that I know you don't like in certain sours.
This is true.
I'm just saying. We'll find out, though. So that may actually be the next one. Or we might take a break. We might do something else. Because we've also been thinking about doing some cookies with beer, or brownies with beer, or chips with beer, or candy bars with beer.
Chips?
Whatever. I mean, and if people out there have ideas, we'll try those as well. So just send an email to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll see what we can do. So anyway, thanks everyone for checking this out. Rebecca, thank you for getting extremely full, dropping your spoon on the floor, ice cream on the couch, and on your pants.
Is there sarcasm I detect?
I'm just saying, you made it eventful, and that's always exciting.
I always do.
Well, it's always exciting for a podcast when crazy things happen. So,
yeah, so crazy.
Thanks for adding the crazy in a sense.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so thank you everyone for listening, and please remember to
keep it brutal.
And get some ice cream with your beer.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.